Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim Siyata Dishmaya Benosei Yeshiva V'Amidah B'Shat HaDin. Kvar Rechavnu Baruch Hashem Zechinu L'mod Kvar Chamisha Shiurim V'Rainu Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem V'Ka'et Anachnu Be'ezrat Hashem Namshich V'Nera'od Od Nifla'ot ושוב, על פי תורת מורנו ורבנו, הגאון הגדול לשמו וזכות אהבת נפש. בספר מנחת חינוך, במצווה ריש למד דלת, הוא חקר וקיבל פסולים לדין. אם מישהו קיבל על עצמו שמישהו פסול, אנשים פסולים, ידונו אותו. Is there a din of yeshivas based in and amidas bali din? וקיבל עליו פסולים. So that's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Daled. L'choira, that's mamish the din of the Rashba and Pshara that we saw in an earlier shir, where the Rashba asked if they want to do a Pshara, do they need to have this din of the Baalei Dinim, that's in the Tshuvas and Chelek Beis, and Simen Samach Daled. Do we have this din of Yeshiva and Amida, of Yeshiva's Dayan and Amida's Baalei Din? And he said, no, you don't need it. We didn't understand why. I, there's a mitzvah. So we said that this is part of the reason you need Yeshiva and Amida is because it's part of the Din of Yachas between those who are judging and those who are being judged. So it's a din on the gavra that they have to have this yachas. But when it comes to pshara, we said, it's not a din in ashvui ala gavra, it's not a chalais on the person, but rather it's kviyas pshara. This is what we saw in the second shir. אלא רק קביעת פשרה שנתחייבו הם לקבלה. So, they were מסחייב to be מקבל this פשרה, and especially according to the Mandiyama that פשרה requires a Kenyan. And after this חלויס of פשרה's חל, they have to be מקיימת not מכוחם של הדיונם על החיובים, but rather מכוח their סחייבוס. So even though there's a חלויס of a סוג של דין, פשרה's a סוג של דין, there's no gavra that's under the shlitas hadai and adonis dino. So there's no yachas here, the hierarchy between the judges and the ones being judged. And the mele we saw, according to that there's no din of amida and yeshiva by pshara. As ma din legabe elu shekiblu al atzmam. As lechora et ha-psulim ladun. Lechora hu mamash din ha-rashbo. בפשורה שגם כן נעשית על ידי קבולה וקניין, שכאן נתבאר בחי גבנה, אין כאן כוח על הגברה מצד הבייסדין, אלא יש להם רק כוח דין שמחויבים בו אלו שנסחייבו לקיימו עם מחמס קבולוסה. So it's not מכוח the din of the בייסדין. So this isn't a function of the relationship between the בייסדין and the בעלי דין, but rather it's a function of their קבולה, that they were מקבל upon themselves, and therefore, l'chor, it's pashut, shebachai gavna, there's no din yeshiva v'amida that we would have in a normal din, and that taka is the netiyas hadas of the Heilige Minchas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Daled. Minchas Chinuch also discusses if the shnei baalei dinim were mekabel upon themselves not to be oimei bifnei hadayonim, that even though mehani kabbalah ladun eitzel apsulim, you can have a kabbalah to be judged by those who are pasul ladun, but here, since the din of amida is they have to stand before Hashem, says the Minchas Chinuch, hanitzav be'ad askel ukepash the sasugye b'sanhedrin b'daf yutes amud aleph, where we see that Yanai Amelech was told amod al raglecha v'yayidu b'cha, stand oifim fis, stand on your feet and let them testify about you. And you're not standing before us. Rather, you're standing in front of Misha Amar V'Hoya Ha'olam. You're standing in front of God. As it says, Vamdu Shnei Anashim Asher Lehem Ariv Lifnei Hashem. So that's why you have to stand. So you're standing in front of Hashem. So you don't have a Kabbalah. It's not Shaykh to have a Kabbalah to be Mevatel that. And only the Shittas HaRishayim. Shebelo Yamida Pasal Adin. Eish Loimar Shemahani Al Ze Kabbalah Shelo Lifsal Es Adin. Kidimahani Al Kol HaPsulim. So those Shittas Rishonim that hold that if there's no Amida, there's a psul in the din, so maybe there's a Kabbalah not to pass the din, just like you can have a Kabbalah to machshir psulim. But the al-kopanim, that'll be machshir the din, but that doesn't mean they don't have to stand. They have to stand because there's this relationship between the dayanim and the bali din. So they would be required to stand. Mitzad sheni, ra'iti b'muvah me'abes hillel, b'choy shen mishpot, b'simen yud zayin, that ader rabu, it's pasha to him, that there's a, it's effective if you have the kabbalah of the balei din, that they should both sit, or that the dayanim should stand. So what we said is pasha the other way, that they wouldn't be able to sit, is pushed to the base hill or the other way, that they would be able to sit and that they could be kabbal upon themselves the dayanim stand. Now the divrei minchas chinuch l'chor mevo'ar shedin b'fnei atzma, so that's all the minchas chinuch. So the divrei minchas chinuch l'chor mevo'ar shedin b'fnei atzma hu shel amidas habalei din l'fnei Hashem. Umitzad sheni yeshna od b'fnei atzma, od din b'fnei atzma shall yeshivas hadayanim. So we had the minchas chinuch, we had the beis hillel, but lechora lefi the minchas chinuch was he thought that you wouldn't be able to mekabel upon yourself not to stand. The balei din, the beis hillel said that they would be able to be. Now according to the minchas chinuch, lechora we see that it's this independent din of the standing of the balei din lifnei Hashem, and there's another independent din of the sitting of the dayan, because according to him, the amida is a din b'fnei atzmo of amida lifnei Hashem. The Tumim discusses this in Simin Yitzayim Sif Katan Beis. But we saw the lashon of the Rashba in a previous shir. The Rashba writes that it's a din in kavod dayanim. It's a din in kavod dayanim, like we saw about the hierarchy. It's kavod habeis din. So is Lehedji and the Ran in Sanhedrin. And so too in the Meiri that we saw in a recent shir, in shir number 4 in this series. That it's a din in kavod habeis din. And the fact that the Gemara was told of the inyan Misha Amar Vahoya Oilam is to say that it's not stam kovod, it's not kovod greda, the gavra hadayim, sh'al zeh kovod malchus odif, elu hu kovod l'mi sheyesh b'yodo es dvar Hashem b'gmar din, haba mima she'Hashem yeshnoi b'din. So the Gemara was told in the union of Misha Amar V'haya Olam to tell you it's not stam kovod for the gavra hadayim. And then you would say that kovod malchus odif, Yanai was docha a melech, he was a king, so kavod malchus adif, and why should he have to stand? But rather, it's kavod to the one who has in his hand the dvar Hashem when he does the gemar din, because Hashem is with him in the din, and therefore amod al raglecha, stand on your feet even though you're a king. And since the inyan of kavod klape a beis din b'psak dinu, you're giving kavod to the beis din, you're giving kavod to the psak din, we can say that it's the same inyan of amidas habalei din v'yeshivas hadayanim, because the din on the yachas, that's between the certain minchas chinuch. No, it's not a din on the yachas. It's a din in the, it's this independent din here, an independent din here. No, not an independent din of the ayedim, independent din of the balei din, independent din of the dayanim. It's one din of a yachas between the amidas habalei din v'yeshivas hadayanim. However, based on what we said, the minchas chinuch was correct that a kabbalah wouldn't be effective, that they wouldn't have to stand. Because since it's coming, mishum shekol shu din haba mikoyach habeis din, ba'asher is din ksherim, הם בלא מכוח קבלוסה, שכנל הוא רק על הדין עצמו ולא על האנושים העומדים לדין, הרי לא ימהני קבול על זה, כיוון שדין המחייב יחס של עומד לפני יושק. Any din that comes mikoch the beis din, that is a kosher of beis din, not mikoch kabbalas a bali din, is that's about the din now. It's not about the people, so they can't have a kabbalah. That they don't have to stand. In other words, this maimed of the beis din requires this hierarchy, this yachas that we have between the bali din and the dayanim. It would require the bali din to stand. That's part of this maimed. Part of this procedure is that they have to give kavod to the dayanim. It's not stam them. It's misham rabayolam. They have gemar din of Hashem in their hands. So there has to be standing. Only if they're pasul ladun, maybe their kabbalas psulim is maybe then they don't have to stand because it's not mitzad their etzem hadin that they have to be receiving kavod, but rather mitzad the kabbalah. So just like they can make a Kabbalah to be Makabal Din, they can also make a Kabbalah to do what? Not to stand. But that's only when we're dealing with Psulim. We're dealing with Ksheirim. So this is a regular Din that's Mechayiv, this Yachas Shel Kavod. And if it is if Kabbalah is effective, that they can be Makabel, that's what we saw in the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says even if they're Ksheirim, Ma'ani Kabbalah Sabali Din, Sheyeshu Shneim Sheyamdu Adayanim, this wouldn't require two separate Kabbalahs. Ein Tzarich Bezeh Kabbalah Nifredet Al Amidat HaBali Din, or Al Amidat HaBeis Din, it's all one. And V'Ma'ani Al Zeh Kabbalah, So all you have to do is establish that it's not necessary to have the yachas of a mita to yeshiva, and that's enough. Both are batal. And it's not like the mashmos of the Beis Hillel that you need a special separate kabbalah. A separate kabbalah and yeshiva sadayanim, and a separate mita sadayanim, and a separate kabbalah and yeshiva sbali din. No. You wouldn't need a separate kabbalah. All you have to do is establish that there isn't this proper yachas, the normal yachas between the bali din and the dayanim, and memela, the dayanim can stand, and the bali din can sit. ובזה יש לי אשר גם מה שהקשה בתורי אבן, בראש השונה בדף חוף ה' עמוד בייז, בדיבר המאס חסר גדי תחמינה, ובחידוש הערים, בחוישן משפוט, בסימן חוף חס, סעיף קוטן י' בייז, ובסעיף קוטן תס ווב, ובנחל יצחוק, בסימן י' זיין, on the din of aid, נעס הדיין, where we have the din of aid, can also serve as a dying, Frek the aforementioned Achronim, how is it Shaykh to have such a din? We require a dayin be yeshiva ve'eid ba'amida. So how can he be both the dayin and the eid when the dayin has to sit and the eid has to stand? So what's he doing? And Sifkot and Tesvov there, the Chidush Arim had gefrek, Gam al adin shel ro b'yom. If they saw, if the dayanim saw during the day, that's enough because loyta hishmiya. Gedoyle meiriya, the dayanim and the kiddush hachodesh, can be makadish the levana. Shaloite shmiya, we discussed this a lot in our shirim. Lote shmiya gedoyle meiriya. You can't make shmiya greater than riya. Meaning, here they saw it on their own. So how can you make a shmiya greater than that? What they hear from other people. So maybe they can be makadish levana based on what they saw. But the question is, they're done the fi riya keedus. Someone on their Edom, on the other hand, the Dayanim. So how do you have Edom that are standing and Dayanim that are sitting? They're one person. It's one person, the Dayanim, the Dayanim will see it. They're either standing or sitting. Can't be both. And the Chidush HaRim, Itaka brings to the Ramban, Bava Basa, Kuf Yudalit, Amr Aleph, that discusses the fact that there is such a chisaron b'chai gavna. He also brings from I think Rabbeinu Yeruchim, b'mei sharim chelak aleph nun aleph, shekosef she'ein eid nasadayin, because you can't have yeshiva v'mida ka'achas. So their kash is the teretz, in achinami, you can't have it. Aval afi dvareinu achen, yim haya zed din be'etzem ha'psak din, o be'etzem ha'godos ha'edus, ha'doresh zeyeh b'yeshiva v'zeyeh b'amide, achen b'chai gavne, yi efshar she'yitkayem, gam ma she'nitzrach me'edut, v'gam ma she'nitzrach me'abeis din. If it would be a din, and the etzem psak din, or the etzem ha'godos ha'edus, that requires that it should be by yeshiva and it should be by amida, that the dayanim should be yeshiva and the edim should be by amida. So then, b'chai gavne, you can't have it because the edim are different than the beis din. Yevshal shitkem gama shenitzach me'edus v'gama shenitzach me'beis din. Aval kevan sheken itba'er, ikaro din havdole bein hadayin le'ed b'yachas shenotzar b'neim. But since, as we explain, that there's a din havdala here, what we have to have is this hierarchy, this separation between the dayan and the aid in the relationship that was created between them, in the aidus of the aid lifnei adayan. And on that we say, hazeh ne'emar sheyitbatei ha'yachas b'ofen she'adayan ve'yoshev ve'edu omed. In this relationship, this proper relationship between the aid and the dayan, is expressed in so far as that the aid is a standing and the dayan is a sitting. Hare ein makom linyan ze lebegavne shebet anashim. That only is going to be necessary if there are two people. Shal ze ne'emar din shel yachas hamechayves yeshivas hadayan v'amidas ha'aid. And there we have a din of the relationship that requires the sitting of the dayan and the standing of the aid. Aval kshu oto adam. But when he's the same person, v'lo notzar kan klal matzav shel yachas bein ha'ish ha'ed li'ish ha'dayan, and there's no relationship between the witness and the judge because it's one person. So memeila ein kol drisha al yachas zeh. So there's no requirement for such a relationship. V'dami l'gemar din shelo bifnei ha'bal le'din d'shari eched d'shari. And therefore, it's like a Gemar Din, that in certain instances, you don't need the Baal Din to be there. Because in some instances, you don't need this Yachas between the Baal Din and the Dayan. Ve'en b'zeh mishun bitul ha-din shal Dayanim b'yeshiva Baal Din ba'amide. And there's no bitul. I normally have a Din of Dayanim b'yeshiva Baal Din ba'amide. What do you do if the Baal Din's not there? The answer is, he's not there. It's not necessary. This is discussed in the Shaar Mishpat in Semin Yud Zayin Sif Kat Nalev. Only when you have these in front of those and there's a relationship between them, then there are dinim that were said on the relationship between them, and not when there's no relationship between them. And the same applies when you have one person. So you don't need this relationship between the Baal Din and the Dayan. And therefore there's no pagam, there's no blemish, that in such an instance you don't have the Dayan be yeshiva and the Eid be amida. However, earlier on we referenced the Ramban in Bava Basle, Kofi Yodalad Amar Aleph, that he says there is such a chisaron b'chai gavna. And on him we have to ask, so then how do we have an idea that Eid Nasa Dayan? If there's a chisaron that the Eid has to stand and the Dayan has to sit, then how do you have Eid Nasa Dayan? Because there's no yeshiva said Dayan of Amidah Sa'idim. As the Chiddush Arim asks. So hopefully, right now in the Sefer in Ois Yud, so this Rabbeinu discusses an Ois Chof Gimel, which is quite ahead of us over here, towards the end. But we still have a long way to go. Siyata Dishmaya. ועשה שווי בזה מה שהקשה בחידוש הערים, אם I keep quoting the חידוש הערים, חידוש הערים is an incredible sefer, but it's worth noting that the חידוש הערים wrote that sefer before he was 17, and it's considered mamish in the Olam HaTorah, people who learn it like it's considered off the charts, and he was a teenager. It's just an unbelievable thing. Van Cudler said he saw the sefer later in life. So he's a Litvisha Rosh Yeshiva, he's a Chassidisha. Rav was a Chassidish Arim. He's a Chassidish. He never really learned it for much of his life, but when he saw it, he said, in order to really understand the Chassidish Arim, you have to good, learn the Gemara, the Rishonim, and then, if you really have a good handle on it, then you begin to understand the Chassidish Arim. A Bachar of a teenage boy. Akoponim, the Chassidish Arim asks, on the Shittas that Bidi Evet, Kshera Edus Bi Yeshiva, because that it says, Ve'amdu Shnei Anoshim, is only a mitzvah l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, you can have Edus while sitting. If that's true, how do we paskin? Eined Nasidayin. Why Eined Nasidayin? So Tosis in the Rashbam and Baba Basra 114a, right, Taka, that because it says, Ve'amdu Shnei Anoshim, that are the Edim, and Lifnei Hashem, who are the Dayanim. So the Eidim have to stand for the Dayanim. But if you have Eid Nasid Dayan, this Indian isn't Miskayim. Because the Eid and the Dayan are the same person. So beforehand we asked, how is the opinion of Eid Nasid Dayan going to deal with this? But this issue of having to both stand and sit, stand out Eid, sit out Dayan. Now we're saying the attack of the opinion that Ein Eid Nasid Dayan is because you can't have him both standing and sitting. It's one or the other. So Mamayla, it's no good. That's the explanation of the opinion according to the Chishonim and Eidneid Nasidayim. Because Va'amdu Shnei Anashim Lifnei Hashem. Va'amdu Shnei Anashim are the Eidim Lifnei Hashem or the Dayanim. Ve'arei kemuvual midin amidat ha'edim. So the kasha is that it's only din l'chatchila. So why do we say b'di'evet ein eid nasidayin? Now, as if the whole fourth in ein eid nasidayin is because you need the eid standing and the dayan sinning. So why do you say ein eid nasidayin that it can't be done? It can be done. Because that whole din is only l'chatchila dikatin, but b'di'evet you're cool. So how do you say that an eid can't be a dayin because you need standing and sitting for the eid and dayin respectively? When that's only a din l'chatchila, but the b'di'evet it works even without that. So memele, we should say that eid is nasid dayin. Don't tell me ein eid nasid dayin because you need the eid to stand and dayin to sit. That's only a din l'chatchila, but the b'di'evet it's b'seder without it. Az ech anachnu netmodedi makushia azot. Az l'fi dvareinu nomar kach. Kol sheyesh yachas b'neihem al yedei ze shehem dayanim shehem eidin. והם לפני דיינים אלו, שפיר יוכל הקמש מלון, דבעמדו להתפרש על היחס הקיים. As long as there's a relationship between them, through which the Edom are before the Dayanim, then we can have this chiddush that ve'amdu is explained as a mitzvah on the already existing relationship. There's a relationship. The Edom standing before the Dayanim. And the Meila, there's a mitzvah for that to happen. V'shuv yesh lomar, she'ein ze ele kamash malana ala mitzvah b'yachas hazeh, v'lo shu li kuve. And then we can again say that this is only a chiddush about the mitzvah in this relationship, and not that it's li kuve. First, you establish the relationship. There has to be standing of the Eidim and the sitting of the standing of the Eidim and the sitting of the Beis Din. And then on that you can say, and it's a mitzvah l'chatchila. Not only is there such a relationship, but it's a mitzvah, and built on top of that is a mitzvah. Aval ha-mashmos, ha-mashmut ha-nosefet, mehaikra, deboi va'amdu de'edim, lifnei dayanim, הרי ולא כמה שמלן זה, אין כלל יחס ביניהם. זה נאמר שיש חיוב מצווה על זה. Without this כמה שמלן, there's no יחס between them that we should say there's a mitzvah. It has to start with the yachas, and then from that you get to the mitzvah. It's Baal Korchenu that the Kamashmalan is not on the mitzvah, but on the etzem din edus v'adayanim. She yezeh ba'oifen shel ba'omdu shnei anashim lifnei Hashem. V'lechem Baal Korchenu shel Kamashmalan al koach ha'edus v'adin hu shezeh v'aday ma'akev gam b'diyevet. אחרי שרק כך ישנו כוח הדין והעדוס. אלא שאחרי כמה שמלן זה על עצם הדין, יפין הנמי שניתן מצווה על מציאו זו המסחייבס מהדין. וזו רק למצווי ולא דין לעיכובי. ולכן, לא קשה מה שעצם הדין שעבר עמדו לפני השם הוא כן לעיכובי. So מעצם הדין, it's required that you have the Adam standing, the Dayan sitting. However, as far as the mitzvah goes, it's not li'kuva. If you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. If not, then lo nora. But the fact is you have to have it. On top of you, in other words, you have to have this matzav of Yeshiva Sad Dayan and Biramida Sa'idim. And on top of that, there's a mitzvah that's not li'ikuva that there be Yeshiva Sad Dayan and Biramida Sa'idim. But that's built on the etzem matzav, that's how it has to be in the first place. And on top of the fact that that has to be the yachas without the mitzvah. On top of that, there's also a mitzvah to do it that way, that there should be this yachas. But if you don't, then lo nora, as far as the mitzvah is concerned. But as far as the din is concerned, you still need it. You need the yeshiva set down and Rami to say even. That's how we can resolve the Chidush Arim's kasha. That b'diyeved k'sheira edus b'yeshiva. Because that it says v'amdu shnei anashim is only mitzvah lechatchila, and that we pass in ened nasidayin. Why is ened nasidayin? Because you need the eight standing and the dayan sitting. It's only din lechatchila. So why b'diyeved do we say in eid nasa dayan? The answer is because for the etzem adin, it's ma'akev. You need to have yeshiva sa'eid v'amidus, yeshiva sa'dayan v'amidus sa'eid. That's for the etzem adin. So what it sounds like Rabbeinu was saying, if I'm reading him right, is that in the Etzem HaDin it requires Amida and Yeshiva. And on top of that, there's a mitzvah. But it's not Ma'akev, meaning if you establish the Yachas between the Baal Din and the Dayan, the Baal Din has to stand and the Dayan has to sit. And then on top of that, there's a mitzvah that it should be done that way. But once you have that mitzvah is not Ma'akev. Meaning if you don't do it that way, it still counts. So as far as your etzem hadin, the first layer that you sow, that you don't have anymore. But on top of that, we built also a mitzvah. We said it's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. But it works even if it's not done that way. So that's why the din is a proper din, so that we can say that b'dieved edus is k'sher v'yeshiva. Because that it says v'amdu shnei anashim is only l'mitzvah. And lechatchila, and the other, and we paskin, and ein eid nasadayin. Because ein eid nasadayin, because there you can't even have a yachas of. You never establish that yachas of ein to dayin. So first you have to have such a yachas. Of there's an ein who's standing and a dayin who's sitting. There has to be such a possible yachas. But if it's one person, then you don't have that. So it never starts, it never gets off the ground. Once you could have such a yachas, we say that yachas is necessary. And then on top of that, there's a mitzvah of yeshiva and amida, of the Dayan v'Yeshiva and the Eid v'Amida. But once you already have the passable yachas between the Eid and the Dayan, and then on top of that you have the mitzvah that the Eid should be standing and the Dayan should be sitting. But if you don't do it, it also works. And that's why b'di'evik shere edus v'Yeshiva. B'di'evik shere edus v'Yeshiva, because on top of the necessary for din that we started with of Amida and Yeshiva, you also have a mitzvah that's not ma'ake. And the other way, paskin eid eid nasa dayin, because then you're lacking in the etzem din. Because if an eid is also a dayin, there's no, the din never starts. There can't be a yachas between the dayin and the bali din. So mamela, there's no, it's puzzle. But if there could be a yachas between the dayin and the bali din, so then we say, so for that din you need yeshiva and amida. And since you need yeshiva and amida for the etzem hadin, mamela, there's a mitzvah to do it that way. But if you don't, you're cool. If you don't, you're still yotze, it's still kosher b'di'evit. That's what he writes. L'chein ba'al korchenu she'akam mashmul an al korcha eidus v'adin, which is a vadi makev gam b'di'evit. So that part is it's makev b'di'evit. And after that, kamashmal on the etzem adin, we say that the what's mischayev from this din is a mitzvah on this mitzias that's mischayev from the din, and that's only mitzvah, not liikuvah. But again, that's all if you have a dayin and a bali din. But if you only have if the eid and the dayin are the same person, so it never starts, it never gets off the ground, and memelu it's ma'akev. So I think that's the correct understanding. I'll call upon him if whoever wants, anybody wants, can always contact me to clarify various points. And I hope that we were clear and we, Baruch Hashem, have successfully completed our sixth share in the series. Still a long way to go, Baruch Hashem. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'li Nadir Namshich.